We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We are joined this morning live by the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, Travis Schlenk, who joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Morning to you, Travis.
Trav.
Gentlemen, how are you guys doing today?
Pretty good, pretty good. So Trav, I got to ask, because the timing of Coach Pierce being let go is a little strange, because he had just practiced and he had a presser, and you're on a road trip. So what went into the timing? Why did you feel that it had to be done like right now?
Well, you know, as I said yesterday, that there's never a good time for these things to happen. You know, through the course of the day yesterday, you know, meeting with my staff, getting with ownership, you know, as the timing played out, it, you know, we weren't able to get everything done before the practice. And, you know, I wanted to be able to sit down with Coach, you know, personally one-on-one. And so, you know, decision was made just to wait until we get back to the hotel so I could do that.
Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Hawks, addressing the coaching change with the Atlanta Hawks ahead of the game against Miami last night. Coach, I want to make sure that we're accurate. I've been speculating quite a bit, and of course, you know, they pay me to do that, but I also want to be as accurate as possible in regards to what took place. What can you tell us about any and all issues that may have existed in the locker room this year, and what impact that may have had on your decision?
Well, I don't know that we necessarily had any issues in the locker room. You know, obviously, you know, I think the ultimate decision for us was, you know, we just didn't feel like, you know, we were moving in the right direction. You know, we felt like, you know, we were going the wrong way, and you know there's only a few different ways that you can you know, change the momentum in the seat that we sit in. You know, obviously making a change on the bench, or you know, trading a bunch of guys, and you know, that's certainly not an option right now. So you know, we just felt like to try to get this ball rolling in the right direction. You know, this would give us the best opportunity to do that.
How much did the injury factor weigh into the decision? Because, you know, a lot of guys are hurt, and you know, that's no excuse. We all know that. But how much did that weigh into the decision that you had to make?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it necessarily weighed into it. I mean, it's certainly a factor. But, you know, every team, especially this year, you know, when you look out there, there's been a ton of teams that have, you know, missed their best players for, you know, quarantine reasons, things like that. You know, it's certainly an unfortunate thing, but you know, we can't let that judge the way we feel like we're playing. You know, obviously, you know, our goal is to continue to improve throughout the year, not to, you know, move backwards, and you know, ultimately we just feel like we weren't improving as things went along.
All right, you talk about not improving. That's, you know, as a team in the standings, Travis, can you address, you know, improvement among individual players? Because, you know, I think we see that, you know, DeAndre Hunter, for example, was taking big steps forward, but I don't know that we've seen that from guys like Cam Reddish.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, you know, DeAndre, you know, was really improving. You know, Cam's been dealing with some nagging injuries as well, and, you know, trying to play through those. But again, you know, I feel like over the past, you know, 2.5 years, and, you know, you've seen steady improvement from our guys. I think the big thing now is what we need to see is improvement amongst our group, and that's what we're hoping for moving forward.
We're talking with General Manager Travis Schlenk live on the WadeFord.com hotline about the Atlanta Hawks ahead of their game against Miami tonight. Nate McMillan took over the team for 3 games. Did you see anything different? I know that, you know, that Coach Mack said, look, I'm just running what Coach Pierce put in place here. Did you see anything, though, different in terms of what might give you some thought as to, you know, what we might see as fans with Coach Mack on the bench?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, obviously he's got a ton of experience, right? And he's been successful. So he's got that gravitas about him where, you know, I think, you know, the guys are going to have a comfort in him in his decision making. And I think what we hope we see, obviously, is that, you know, that's going to translate into their confidence on the floor.
By the way, was this a difficult decision for Nate McMillan? I mean, he seemed to indicate that he was loyal to Lloyd and that this was not an easy choice for him.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think this was kind of difficult for all of us, right? You know, Coach Pierce is a really, really good person, and, you know, he gave us his heart and soul to us, and it certainly wasn't easy. You know, I don't think it was an easy decision for any of us to move in this direction.
So, Trav, like, I know we're still in the middle of the season, but how soon do you think that you will actively start kind of like, you know, just kind of like broadly looking to see who could potentially be the replacement for Coach Pierce?
Well, right now, obviously, you know, we're going to give 100% support to Coach Mack, and, you know, we hope that, well, we have 38 games left. You know, our full intention is going to be on doing everything we can to support him to, you know, finish out the season the way we all want it to finish out. I think the good news in all this is, you know, with 38 games left, I think we're 30 games out of the sixth seed in the East. So certainly there's plenty of time to get where we all want to be. You know, the second half of the season is going to be a whirlwind where we're essentially playing every single other day. You know, so we have certainly plenty of time to turn this around and get right back where we want to be.
We're talking with Travis Slinke, the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. You said yesterday that this was your decision here, and that you know, it was, you know, your call on how this went down here in terms of making the move to remove Coach Pierce and install Nate McMillan as the interim coach. And then you just said, and I want to follow on that if I can, Travis, about you know, where you expect to be. So what is your expectation here that wasn't being met, and what do you expect this team to do by the time this season is done?
Yeah, no, I think that we've made that pretty clear, John, from the offseason on. You know, our goal this year is to be in the playoffs. Does that mean that we're in, you know, the 9 or 10 seed in the playoff games, or does that mean we're, you know, 7th, 8th, 6th? You know, we don't have what I would call unreal expectations. You know, we're not sitting here saying it's championship or bust this year, but, you know, we're certainly looking to take a step forward this year. And, you know, we felt like over the last few weeks, you know, we weren't doing that. You know, we felt like we were regressing. And so that's why we ultimately made the decision.
Okay, well, Travis, let's talk just, if we can, just for a couple more minutes about the team as it sits right now. You go into this game tonight. Can you update us on the status? I know that we had heard that Bogdan Bogdanovic was close. Is that the case?
Yeah, no. You know, assuming that he wakes up this morning and everything, you know, is good from his workout yesterday, we expect that he'll be on a minute restriction tonight for us in Miami.
Well, that's good news. That'll be great to have Bogey back. What about DeAndre Hunter? How's he progressing?
You know, he's coming along fine. He's got a meeting with the doctors on Friday. And with that appointment, they'll decide whether or not he has to get the second PRP injection into his leg. And, you know, whatever decision is made there, that'll affect the timeline for him. But he's been coming along well. He started doing some low impact movements, you know, on the floor now. So he's coming along great.
Well, Travis, I got to say, you know, I've never been a boss. I never fired anybody. So I can't imagine what it's like, especially somebody you like. You know, even though it's business is business, it's got to be just a gut-wrenching thing to go through.
Yeah, no, I said that yesterday. I don't know if you guys were listening. It, you know, unfortunately, I've been in a position to have to make personnel changes in the past, and obviously now, and I think that's what people don't realize. You know, you see all the social media posts, and, you know, people say fire, 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 but, you know, it's not one person that it impacts. You know, these people have families. These people, you know, they have staffs. And it's just a big trickle down effect. And until you actually have to do that, And everyone reacts differently to it. It's just an uncomfortable position that, you know, until you've actually had to go through it, you know, I don't know that people necessarily understand the impact. It's easy to say, fire the coach, fire the coach, fire the GM, fire the GM. But until you actually sit in that seat and have to do that and realize and understand, you know, the amount of people that those decisions affect, it weighs on you, or at least it should.
Well, Travis, we appreciate your, as transparent as you are, and thanks very much for the little bit of the insight that you were able to give us in terms of this. And we'll look forward to Coach Mack and hopefully this team getting on, the right side of things and getting going again.
That's the hope, man. That's the hope. And you guys stay out of the all-star parties this weekend, all right? I don't want you getting sick on me.
I don't know, Trav. You know, Onyx, they reopened the Onyx this weekend. So I don't know.
Hughes ruling the streets right now. Don't you know that?
Where is the U Douglas All-Star Party at?
I'm not throwing a party, Trav, but like I said, you know, if you want to, I don't know. I ain't going to say that, Trav, because I don't want to get you in trouble. Never mind. I'm going to leave you alone.
Come on. You're not going to have a birthday bash where all you got to do is pay the cover to come to your birthday party?
None of that. None of that, Trav. I'm not doing any of that.
You got hair now, man. You got to get out there.
You know what? You know what's funny, Trav? I was going to say, you know what? I heard you say PRP. That's what they did to my hair to help the hair grow. They put the PRP in my head, and I wanted to mention it, but I was like, that don't kind of fit what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, your hair's not on injury reserve. Okay, just saying.
Yeah, you know. I was like, ooh, PRP, I know what that is.
All right, guys. You have a good week.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.